Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. My people on the highways, the roads, my people at work, my people relaxing, chilling, people in the dorms, people at the fire stations, the restaurants, the bars, the hospitals, the people who are really holding it down. And if you're holding it down, you know what I mean. And just everybody. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody who tuned in to hour number one, because I'm here every weeknight starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Super producer and host Dave Shepard is on the boards in New York City. Man, right now, this moment, the Arizona Diamondbacks, they are 3 outs away from making their first World Series appearance since 2001. Right now, as they enter into the top of the ninth, the Arizona Diamondbacks lead the Phillies 4-2. Arizona has an opportunity at the top of the ninth to put some insurance runs up on the board. And then they're down to three outs, and then the Philadelphia Phillies, there will be no return to the World Series, no back-to-back appearances. Wow, what a surprise this would be. It's not done. 2 outs is obviously not impossible, but the Phillies bats are going to have to wake up. They are 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position tonight, and the Phillies got some work to do, okay? Trey Turner, 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position tonight. Kyle Schwarber, 0-for-1. Bryce Harper, people are looking for him to do something tonight. He is 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. And the Diamondbacks are getting closer to going to their first World Series in, damn it, more than 20 years. We'll keep you up to date on that game as it progresses. Also, a big night. It's opening night for the NBA. We've already had the conclusion of one game. The Denver Nuggets hoisting their championship banner in Denver, obviously. And then they went on to beat the Los Angeles Lakers. The final score there, 119-107. What a surprise. What a shock. Nikola Jokic wakes up and has a triple-double in his first game of the season. He didn't need to pick up a basketball, I guess, in the offseason. Tonight, Jokic finishes with 29 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists. Anthony Davis finishes with 17 points. He had 0 points in the second half of the game. And LeBron James, entering into his 21st season as a pro, 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. Same old issues for the Lakers. It's like, hey, Anthony Davis, can you be consistent? Hey, Anthony Davis, anybody, can you go out there and help LeBron James? After the game, LeBron wasn't having fun. Anthony Davis, he sure ain't have no fun. Nikola Jokic, all of a sudden, he's a fun guy. He was joking around with Shaq on TNT, and I guess Shaq learned a new word. And it's not a curse word either. Listen to this.
I just want to say,
let's go, Shaq.
I just want to say, brother, volente. Volente.
Volente. Good job. Good job, Shaq. I like the suit. Really good suit.
What did he say?
Really
what did he say?
Says, I love you.
I love you. Yes. Good job, Shaq.
Volente. Hey, Volente.
Shaq, next time.
Volente. Shaq,
another, next time, something different. Come on.
We're given plenty of time to prepare. Nicola, yes. Thanks, man. We appreciate you.
Guys, all
I speak all the languages.
Yeah, Volante, shop Volante. Go ahead, try it.
Volante.
Yeah, we saw a lot of lack of enthusiasm there, Shep.
Well, I don't know it enough to be able to be enthusiastic about it.
All right. Way to hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry, okay. JR, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you wanted me to make it personal to you. JR, Volante, Volante, Volante. How's that?
That was worse than you said it the first time, but it's okay. I'll live.
Gotcha.
855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and hit the phones. We got Adrian calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Adrian?
Volante, JR. Hey, man. I just wanted to say, watch how quickly the fans will turn around on Nikola Jokic if he falls short in the playoffs or in the championships, and they'll all turn around and say that he didn't have the drive or the love of basketball to win when it mattered.
You mean Nuggets fans?
Maybe even.
No, I don't. I mean, the only people who would care really would be Nuggets fans, and I don't think the media particularly cares too much. If anything, Jokic catches more heat from, you know, former players, current players, than anybody else. I don't think fans are going to turn on Jokic. I don't think so.
Don't get me wrong. I think he's the best player in the world, and I think that his character is very refreshing, you know,
yes.
To see somebody who just wants to get to his horses or, oh, my gosh, there's a parade, you know, I just want to go home. Like, he's just funny without even trying. I think it's refreshing.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I just don't see a space where they turn on him. Well, Adrian, I know you call him from Houston. I got to ask you. What's the vibe like? Are people already ignoring what took place with the Astros, or what's going on?
Man, there's a lot of anger. I appreciate Dusty. I think that he came with experience and his loyalty to players like Maldonado sticking in there instead of going with the youth and the offense of Yonier Diaz and, you know, sticking with pitchers down the stretch whenever, you know, everyone would say and call him out. Like, I just thought that he did a really good job overall, and he showed what it is to be a traditionalist and a loyalist to his players, and I think his players love him for that mentality.
Wait, when you say people in Houston right now are angry, you mean angry with the results, not with a particular person, a manager, a player, right?
I was just talking to my friend, and he was just really upset about how the rotation was constantly not consistent. You know, we always had different batters going in different places. You know, he didn't stick with a guy in center field. It was either, you know, McCormick, or it was Jake Myers, or it was Dubon. And there's a lot of agitation, I feel like, towards Dusty. I don't agree with it, but I feel like there's a lot of people just trying to blame management right now.
Yeah, I mean, well, as Dusty said last night, you can't win it all, and you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Adrian, thank you for letting us know what's going on in Houston, man. You be well, okay?
You too, JR. Volante.
Volante, yeah, all that. See, we learned a new word. I think I would know how to spell it, I think. Hey, somebody who lost last night is Jose Altuve. This man was playing out of his damn mind. Let's listen to Jose Altuve. How did it feel to lose? I think I know, but let's hear from his own words.
It feels bad, you know.
What was it about these last 2 days? What was the difference?
In baseball, you know, sometimes you're going to win, sometimes not. I think that's what happens. They play better than us.
Were you confident going into this game today at home?
Yeah, we always confident playing, going out there and taking our chances.
How much more disappointing is it that a lot of the game came at home, that you guys couldn't win here in front of your fans?
That's baseball. Sometimes you win, sometimes
not. Yeah, that's baseball. Sometimes you win, sometimes... Hey, Jose, you just lost. How does it feel? It feels bad. What is a man supposed to say? Anyway, Dusty Baker, the word is out. I told you this last night that he's expected to step away. He's going to call it a career. Dusty Baker was asked about his future, and he basically said, man, I ain't think about that right now. Get out of my face.
I don't know. I haven't had time to evaluate or think about my future because, you know, I'm down the list as far as, you know, like I'm not that kind of dude. I don't want to steal a spotlight or anything from these guys. You know, I mean, you got to savor what we did. You got to think about how we can get better. And then I'll evaluate my situation and in my life.
I'm still on that question to Jose Altuve. Like, hey, man, you just lost. How do you feel? I mean, next time, kick him in the shin and ask him how he feels. Like, we know how the guy feels. Those crazy questions. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got John calling from South Carolina. Hey, John, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, man?
Great show, man. Great show. Hey, real quick, on one point, you know, LeBron, I feel for him in his waning years. And I haven't heard any update on his son and what that basketball future is. But I really wanted to hit on the Browns. Browns. What do you think? If Deshaun, well, I know the Browns, you're in Atlanta and you're in first place. But
What does that have to do with anything? I don't care about no – what am I supposed to – I'm supposed to be flying high with the Falcons? What do I care?
Yeah, well, okay, you live there, you might. But anyhow.
I don't.
If Deshaun Watson gets to 70% and can stay in there the rest of the year, with the Browns' defense, you know, they kind of overcame. There's a curse playing the teams that play the week after the San Francisco game are like 4-10 in their last 15 games or something like that. So at least the Browns won. And the Colts' offense is really ranked in the statistics pretty high, and they're scoring points. So I don't think that the game is bad as it looked at the very end there, where they get from whatever gave them that that high pass in the end zone that was catchable. But I'm thinking the Browns still could do it. The Ravens are good. I don't care about Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh's okay. But I think if Deshaun could just get to 70%, because I don't think he'll ever be 100 again. That's looking up pretty good.
You're a Brown. Are you from Cleveland? Did you retire in South Carolina or something?
Yeah, I was born in Cleveland when the Browns were the Browns before the Super Bowl were big time winners and champs, and then Modell and that nightmare. And LeBron won me. I'm 70, and LeBron won me my only championship. You know, so I always root for him, but I just think his situation there is really bad.
I hear you.
But Browns have a chance.
Let me put it to you this way, John. Until Deshaun Watson comes back, I ain't think about no Browns, man. Like, the Browns and the Colts, with no Minshew, I'm like, Minshew and Walker, like, I'm not sitting around watching that.
Yeah, but the Deshaun's supposed to be back this week.
Yeah, well, when he plays, then I'll give a damn. I mean, up until now, I got no interest.
How about when he gets to 70%, we'll talk, and maybe we'll have a different thought.
Oh, well, when you know that he is 70%, and you know that for sure, then let me know, okay?
You got it.
Right, thank you, John. I appreciate you. I don't know how John is going to evaluate his shoulder that he's 70. Hey, Chef, how do you measure such a thing? When is his shoulder going to be 70%? How do you measure that?
I have no idea how you would say something in terms of the body is at 70%. You can't.
Oh, man, that's a terrible, terrible number. I was going to say, how do you know that Deshaun Watson is at 70 as opposed to 69? But then anything associated with that is bad news for him.
Yes.
And so I'm just going to continue on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right now in Philadelphia, Arizona still leads the Phillies 4-2. Philadelphia trying to get out of this inning. They're two outs. There's a man on first. They're trying to avoid another run passing the plate, and so the Phillies can go ahead and try to get this last crack. And in my head, I'm just like, damn, the Arizona Diamondbacks, when they go to the World Series, they just surprise the living hell out of everybody. You know, there's no Curt Schilling here. There's no Randy Johnson, and they didn't go yet. But we'll talk about this because it is a shock. I was in Arizona earlier this year. I was walking by the ballpark, and I'm looking at all the signs and all the faces, and the Diamondbacks are promoting their players, and I'm saying to myself, who the hell are these guys? Like, I watch baseball, and I'm like, damn it, I ain't watching the Diamondbacks. They have stunk for years. And I'm saying, man, it's going to be nice when the Diamondbacks are actually worth a damn. And here they are, three outs away from going back to the World Series, something that they haven't done since 2001. They just got out, the Phillies did, of the top of the ninth inning, and now the Phillies are going to have their bats coming up in the bottom of the ninth. And damn it, they got to score two runs at minimum to try to keep this game alive. Arizona leads right now 4-2-2. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We might know who's going to the World Series on the other side of this break. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side, I need to update you on what's going on in San Francisco right now. You got the Golden State Warriors. You have the Phoenix Suns. And one of their superstars for the Suns is not playing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Let's see if we got a National League champion on the other side of the break. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to thank you for the sports entertainment that you provide for all of us who call your show and listen to your radio show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Man, it's entertaining right now if you're a fan of the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's not entertaining right now if you're a fan of the Philadelphia Phillies. Because the Phillies are down to their final out. The Arizona Diamondbacks currently lead 4-2 in the bottom of the ninth, and they are one out away from going back to the World Series, something that they haven't done since 2001. And we saw how that ended against the New York Yankees, a walk-off to win it all. And so we got a lot of anxious Phillies who are standing up on the dugout railing right now, just staring into what might be the end of their season. Unless they have a two-out rally, it would be absolutely amazing to see. Let's stay tuned on that. Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks aren't the only team in action right now. In San Francisco, the Phoenix Suns are smacking around the Golden State Warriors 61-46. This is the debut of Chris Paul in that Golden State Warriors uniform. In the first half, he is 0-6 from the field. He has 2 points and 6 assists. Steph Curry leading the way for Golden State with 10 points. And Kevin Durant, he has 13. Devin Booker has 21. Life must be oh so easy for the two of them to play against each other or play with each other. And Bradley Beal not in action, which is just ridiculously frustrating and maddening. He's already dealing with a back issue. A matter of fact, Bradley Beal not playing in this first game. He talked about his back yesterday and says, man, I'm still ready to go for this season. Listen to Bradley Beal.
How's the back feeling?
Oh, it's better. It's better. A little tweak last week, but definitely trending right and feeling better. I was able to practice last 2 days, so it's been good. Hope so. That's definitely my goal. So I definitely want to be out there with the guys, but definitely play it smart and see how I feel tomorrow.
After the busy summer for you, moving, coming to a new team, new environment, just how excited are you for the regular season?
It's crazy. It's kind of like I barely slept last night. Like, I was excited just to get on the plane today and get going and be in practice. But, you know, it's here. You know, I'm definitely super excited. My family is too. But it's just an awesome opportunity to just, you know, just seize the moment and just embrace it all and just get ready for an awesome year.
Yeah, man. Backs are tricky. It's just wild. When you look at Bradley Beal, past couple of seasons, not healthy, man. He played 50 games last year, played 40 games a year before dealing with wrist surgery. And it is a wrap. The Arizona Diamondbacks come back from down 0-2 in this series. The Diamondbacks are going to the World Series. This will be their first appearance since 2001 when they beat the Yankees to win their only World Series championship and their last and only World Series appearance. Let's keep in mind, The Arizona Diamondbacks are still babies when you think about Major League Baseball. This is a franchise that only got started, only began playing in 1998. And now they go back to the World Series, and the World Series is all set as the Diamondbacks are going to play Game 1 this upcoming Friday against the Texas Rangers down in Arlington. Crazy. The final score tonight, Arizona goes ahead and beats Philadelphia 4-2, as my brother immediately messages me and says, nobody will be watching this World Series. What a message to get right away. There's going to be people in Arizona who are going to be watching. There's going to be folks in Dallas in the Metroplex who are going to be watching. And Corbin Carroll tonight helps steal the show and finalize this game. He is 3-for-4. He has 2 RBIs. And a matter of fact, Corbin Carroll, who's going to win Rookie of the Year, he's the first player in Major League Baseball history with 3 hits and 2 stolen bases in a Game 7. Paul Sewald, who's a recent acquisition here for the Diamondbacks, he helps close things out. And this is a shock for the just Major League Baseball period. The Diamondbacks get in as a wild card. They only win 84 games. Nobody knows who the hell half of these guys are, but people are going to find out. And so between Corbin Carroll and Adolis Garcia, there's going to be some names that people are going to learn as baseball tries to develop and create some new stars. Corbin Carroll catching the final out here to end the game. Arizona wins 4-2. Ridiculously disappointing for the Philadelphia Phillies. Man, they led this series 2-0. They lost 2 straight, and then they went up 3-2 with an opportunity to close out again. They lost that game, and they lose Game 7 tonight. So the Phillies won't be returning to the World Series, and something that they will look at specifically tonight, 1-of-10. With runners in scoring position. They couldn't muster a run. And then you look at Bryce Harper, 0-for-4 tonight. Trey Turner, 0-for-4. Kyle Schwarber, 1-for-3. 2 strikeouts. Corbin Carroll, second rookie with 3 hits in a Game 7. The last time we saw that, you got to look back at Dustin Pedroia. Congratulations to the Arizona Diamondbacks beating the Phillies 4-2. They win Game 7 to advance to the World Series. We haven't seen them there since 2001. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's take a listen to the final call. This is courtesy of the Diamondbacks Radio Network.
Here's a pitch and a fly ball right field. Going over is Corbin Carroll. He's under it. He's got it. And the 2023 Arizona Diamondbacks are headed to the World Series for the second time in their 26-year history. They have upset the Philadelphia Phillies. They come back after losing the first 2 games here in Philadelphia. They went 4 of the last 5, the last 2 here at Citizens Bank Park. And they beat the Phillies 4-3, winning tonight's game by a final score of 4-2, and the celebration is on the field for the Diamondbacks. Off to Arlington, Texas, to take on the Texas Rangers in the 2023 Major League Baseball World Series.
Yeah, the Arizona Diamondbacks, I mean, they're out there on the field right now. They have on their National League Championship Series hats. Corbin Carroll, we'll hear from him in a bit. He just finished chatting it up with Matt Weiner on TBS. I like how they get a lot of these things printed out ahead of time or have it just in case. The Arizona Diamondbacks, this is a first. I don't remember seeing this. They actually had a flag, and this was a big-ass flag. This thing looked like it had to have been 7 feet long, at least the flagpole. They had a flag of the Diamondbacks National League champions, and they were waving that flag here on the Philadelphia Phillies field. So I'm sure that there will be some individuals in Philadelphia who won't be too fond or thrilled with that. And this is just a massive shock, okay? This is an Arizona Diamondbacks team that as of last season only won 74 games. In 2021, the Arizona Diamondbacks lost 110 games. They've only had 7 postseason appearances, including this season in their history. 25 years, they've only been here since 1998. And what a shock and surprise that they've been able to turn things around so quickly and get to the postseason. They won 84 games this year. Who the hell would have thought that they'd be staring at a World Series? And think about this. When it's all said and done, either the Texas Rangers or the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are ranked 23rd in payroll. Let's think about that. We got a lot of teams spending a lot of money. We talked about San Diego. They got a payroll of 238, 240. You think about the New York Mets, a complete disaster this season, a payroll of 206. And then you go ahead and you think about Arizona. Their payroll was only $76 million. That's it. That's it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, my God, JR, Mr. Positive. What a devastating day. Astros are out. The Phillies are out. Your brother's right. No one's going to be watching this. LaBreezy Goat James loses. Oh, my God, what's this world coming to? Can you help me, my friend? You realize this? No one's going to be watching this game. I mean, it's going to have the lowest World Series ratings probably for the past 25, 30 years. There's no marquee names. It's just devastating. I'm going to bed and I'm going to cry, and I just can't believe that everything that I want in sports, my Bills are losing. I mean, I'm sorry to get off on tangents, but my God, I can't take it. I'm going to have a heart attack.
I'm sorry, Greg. I don't think you're the only miserable person. And let me give you a correction here on the numbers. The Arizona Diamondbacks are still one of the lowest payrolls here, only $120 million. If you want to take a look at their opponent here, the Texas Rangers, they're one of the biggest spenders. Their payroll, $250 million. So you got the number 4 payroll versus the number 21 payroll. And nobody expected Arizona to be here. And you know what? Shep mentioned this last night. Shep, what did Chris Russo say about this World Series? What did he say?
So Chris Russo basically made it a very strong case of why the Diamondbacks, even though they've surprised some just to get to this point, there's no way they were going to win in Citizens Bank Park, given how they looked in Games 1 and Game 2, in Game 6 and Game 7. And if that was the case, JR, one of the most legendary radio figures we've ever had behind a microphone said he would not only retire, but he would retire on the spot.
He ain't going. He's going to quit. You think he really going to quit? He ain't going.
Here's my thing, though. I mean, I know he's not doing it. Marco knows he's not doing it. You know he's not going to quit, JR. But you can't come out and say a statement like that and not get a lot of backlash. I know we all love Chris Russo, but for you to go on that much, I think JR, for the amount of success you've had, I think everybody, including yourself, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you know this, we all owe a debt of gratitude to Chris Russo for transforming this industry. He has. But you can't make this kind of statement and then not have some kind of repercussion. Yeah. Like maybe he steps away for a week.
Yeah, people will care for 2 days and nobody will care. Let's listen to Chris Russo on Sirius XM. Nobody believed in the Diamondbacks. Nobody believed in the Rangers. And I think with good reason. Chris Russo really didn't believe in the Diamondbacks. Listen to this.
I've been wrong in Arizona from day one. I'm stunned they beat Milwaukee. I thought they'd get swept by the Dodgers. I never thought they'd even go back to Philly for a game 6. I'll try it one more time. I would not be stunned if they won tonight. I would be floored. Floored. And I'll say this right now. I'll say this right now. And Bob Raceman, write it down. If they win the next 2 days, they win the next 2 games and win this series in 7 games. If they win, I will retire on the spot.
Okay. Well, he's going to eat crow. People give him crap for a couple of days. And then we'll hear him screaming about something. And Corbin's girlfriend, Miss America. Congratulations to him. Anyway, congratulations to the Arizona Diamondbacks advancing to the World Series. They beat the Phillies tonight. The final score there is 4-2-2. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to get into more of the plays. We'll talk about what this World Series might look like. We'll give you an update on more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, and hey, JR, first, appreciate you taking my call. The show's amazing.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Thanks for keeping us all entertained, everybody at home or out at work and where we love you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. World Series is set. The Arizona Diamondbacks, they eliminate the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. The final score, 4-2 in Philadelphia. The Diamondbacks take on the Texas Rangers in Game 1 of the World Series starting this Friday. The MVP for the NLCS was just crowned. That happens to be Ketel Marte. We know about his game-winning hit a couple of games ago. He finishes the National League Championship Series like a bad man. First of all, in the postseason in a general sense, Ketel Marte has just pretty much gone out there and lit things up. 18 hits and 48 at-bats. And right now, Shep, he has a translator, right? He ain't speaking English, is he? I'm looking at him up here on the...
Yeah, I mean, I think if you have a 16-game hitting streak in the postseason, I believe, and do what you just said he did, JR, 18 hits and, 49 at-bats?
Yeah.
I don't think you need a translator, do you?
You just say, I hit good, and you leave.
Yes.
You take the award, and you leave.
Just take the damn trophy.
Well,
yes.
Listen, there's so many, I don't want to call these guys anonymous, but in the general sense, like Major League Baseball stardom, like people don't know who these guys are. And like I told last night, Adolis Garcia, I think yesterday was the first time I ever heard him speak.
Right.
And he is going to the World Series. Ketel Marte lifting up his award, lifting up the NLCS award. Wow. And we just heard Greg from Michigan. He's like, man, I don't know who's going to watch this World Series. I have no idea. Matter of fact, let's listen to the manager. Lovello just spoke to Matt Weiner, and this was on TBS. Let's take a listen.
You've been through it with this team, the ups and the downs, including this season. You guys had a rough July. You lost your first 9 games of August. How do you recover from that and play your way into the World Series?
I think a big part of this culture is resiliency and adaptability and understanding that you're going to have some good and bad days, and you've got to budget for those times. And, you know, I've said it many times, and I'll say it again, a connected team is a very dangerous team, and no matter what happened through those times of crisis, these guys stuck together, and it was a true commitment and a true bond that I watched every single day.
You're down 2-0 in this series. You're down 3-2 in this series, coming here where nobody had won.
Yeah.
How did you come away with this, with the trophy over there?
A lot of what I just mentioned. This group totally believed and committed to one another, and they just sold out for a bigger cause. And for us to be standing on the stage is a great moment.
I mean, damn it, they lost 100 games a couple of seasons ago, and now they're going to the World Series. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Damon is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR?
Good.
I talked to you about around this time last week. I have to eat a little crow, and I think you do too, because you said you was hyping my Phillies up. But I think around game 4, when it became that bullpen game, like everybody was just throwing relievers out there for an inning and a half or 2 innings, I really think that's where we lost that the series, because I think last year, actually, I think we only won like 86, 90 games. So it's like Arizona this year is the new Phillies.
Well, I don't even think it's being the new Phillies. And thank you, Damon, for calling from Virginia. Man, this is what baseball wants. And is this good for baseball? In a general sense, you do want to have parity. You want to have every team with an opportunity to go out there and win. I don't think anybody has to eat crow. The reality is, if you look up and down the rosters at the beginning of the season, during the middle of the season, at the end of the season, like, it's a surprise that Arizona won. Like, what's the big deal? It's a surprise. But, man, this is why they go out there and play the games. Mark is calling from Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
They are so tonight, game. Really, really made me a believer in this Arizona Diamondbacks team. I mean, the 06 St. Louis Cardinals, to me, that's the greatest team to ever win a World Series, just because 83 games, smacked the Mets around. What Arizona has done this year is mind-boggling to me. I mean, Milwaukee was a very good team, led the majors in ERA, smacked them around. Smacked the Dodgers around, 16 games over Arizona, smacked them around. Then, I think in game five, when I was listening to you on the air, you were like, oh, he scored 10 runs in the sixth inning. Oh, Philly's going to the World Series. Smack them around. Now you get Texas. If they beat Texas, who most people didn't really pick to go to the series because their pitching was unbelievable, but Bocci's going back to another World Series. Texas's bullpen is shaky. Worst save percentage in MLB history in the playoffs. I think AZ can pull off an upset.
I don't think anything would be an upset at this point. Like, right now, let's just go ahead and flip a coin. Who the hell would have had Texas and the Diamondbacks in the World Series? The answer is nobody. And it's a flip of the coin at this point. It really is. Man, there's a lot of disappointed fans in Philadelphia. They're showing some of the pregame and how hyped they were. Philly's bottomed out, man.
JR, I got a quick question. I know we got full phone lines. I know this is very cliche in sports, but I'm going to ask it to you anyway.
Go ahead.
Did the Diamondbacks snatch this from the Phillies? Did they just outperform what we saw from them in the regular season and they just played their best when their best was absolutely needed? Or did the Phillies do a choke job here?
Well, there's two things. I think both can be true. Well, first, we do know that the Phillies' bats fell flat. They were just blasting home runs, and it's quite ironic. It was real interesting to say, oh, my God, the Phillies are scoring so many runs on home runs. Is Schwarber's hitting home runs, and Trey Turner's hitting home runs, and Castellanos is hitting home runs. And I remember saying early on, like, wow. And I had this conversation with quite a few people personally, even off the air. It's just like, man, you think about how baseball is played now and it's all or nothing, et cetera, et cetera. And the Phillies are just blasting home runs. They got a 2-0 lead and they were able to beat the Braves. But what happens when you don't hit the home runs? Well, the Phillies found out. And so if you want to say they had a choke job, yeah, I mean, they were up 2-0 here in the series and then they let the Diamondbacks get back into it, and then they went up 3-2, and then they let them tie, and then they lost tonight. So, yeah, they choked away this opportunity. But you can't take away from what the Diamondbacks did. Like, they played the opposite. And I don't want to say that they went out and they played small ball, but when you think about Corbin Carroll, and people are going to find out more and more about him, this is somebody throughout the course of the season. He quote unquote is a baseball player. Like, Corbin Carroll is gonna win Rookie of the Year, and his numbers are ridiculous for him in his first full season. The man hit 25 home runs, and also had 54 stolen bases. He's 23 years old. Like, we're gonna see more of him. Ketel Marte, ain't nobody gonna confuse this dude as a home run hitter. But he certainly put bat on ball. You said it, a 16-game hitting streak. That's the longest hitting streak for a dude to start his postseason career. And you have Brandon Faught, who was on the mound tonight. 7 strikeouts, 4 innings. So it's always good to see in baseball right now when you got teams that are just swinging for the fences all the time, when you see a little bit, quote-unquote, more baseball play, a little bit more on the bases, on the base pass. I'd rather see a couple singles and stolen bases. That style of play is exciting. I know about chicks digging a long ball and Greg Maddux and Glavin and fancy commercials from 20 and 30 years ago. I don't want to see no long ball all the time. I want to see some baseball played. I want to see some strategy. I want to see some action. 855-212-4CBS. Ellen is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thanks for taking my call. I couldn't have phrased it better. Whoever the guy is from Michigan doesn't love baseball. He just wants to watch the baseball equivalent of the red zone, watching guys jacking it. Arizona played the way it's supposed to, that you're supposed to play. Timely hits. They didn't screw up on the bases. They had lights out pitching. Holy cow. I really enjoyed that. You know, yeah, they don't have a lot of guys that everybody knows about, but, you know, we say the same thing about the Pac-12, and their games are on late. Their games are on late. People on the East Coast don't watch them, but, man, that was really enjoyable baseball, and I'm looking forward to the World Series. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Ellen, for calling from Ellen with it. Hey, Shep, that's the type of call I like. You hear that? No meandering?
Yeah.
No, just right to the point. Just get right. Ellen, you call me back anytime because Ellen hit the mark.
Ellen is the Corbin Carroll of the JR Sport Brief Show this week.
That's she hit a single?
She went through. She was 3 for 4 and had over 50 stolen bases. That's if over 50 in the regular season, Ellen was that good.
Ellen was amazing.
She was.
Hey, listen, people, take a note from what Ellen said. Got right to the point. Did it in 30 seconds, hit every one of our points. Thank you, Ellen, for calling from Wisconsin. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Diamondbacks going to the World Series. They eliminate the Phillies. They're going to take on the Texas Rangers. We're going to talk more about this game. We're going to hear from the players. We're going to talk some NBA. Deion Sanders had some words about cheating. We got a lot to do, and it's somebody's birthday. We'll tell you about it here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat when one of the guests is found dead. Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.